at St. Andrew's Cathedral of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Bor, Christians gathered to mark the birth of Christ, despite several challenges. This year's Christmas celebrations come amid serious economic challenges, compounded by delayed salary payments for civil servants and the organized forces. The country's economic crisis, exacerbated by inflation and the ongoing effects of the Sudan conflict, has left many families struggling to meet their basic needs. Bor parishioner Philip Mulwangding says that despite the economic hardship that he and many others are going through, he is grateful to God for the gift of life and for keeping him.
People of Bor, and especially me also, we managed to celebrate this Christmas festival in Bor town, Jonglei State. Although there are a lot of challenges facing the entire Christian across the country, there are a lot of calamities, economic challenges. Some of the Christians are employees of the government, but they have not been paid for almost a year. But due to their resilience and their hope, that thing will change, especially the birth of Jesus Christ will make things change. So people are having hope that South Sudan will not be the same again this year. So we hope to reach a new year with a good hope so that the government can actually manage to make their people survive, to take the life people as important.
Another faithful, Grace Bol Makwey, says the economic situation is tough, but Christmas is a reminder that hope is never lost.
When a person is hungry, when the stomach is complaining, the whole body will not be comfortable. But also, God give lives. And also, God give happiness. Despite you are hungry, you feel happy because God made this day for all of us. There are some people who did not see this day, but it's God who made it possible. So this is why we are very happy, and we are also wishing a prosperous new year, despite the hunger.
Bishop Ruben Akurdit, Archbishop of Jonglei Eternal Province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan and the Bishop of Diocese Bor, offered words of encouragement to the faithful. In his Christmas sermon, Akurdit acknowledged the hardships many faced, but urged people to remain steadfast in their faith.
I was not expecting people to turn up like this because of economic crisis in the country. People are really hungry. There is no money, no salary, and even the food production is not adequate. So people, I thought that people really were going to be bogged down, but with the high spirit God has given them, they have come in high numbers in different churches. All the churches are full.
Bishop Akurdit commended the South Sudan government for ensuring security along the highways and in the towns so Christians can celebrate in peace. He urged government to put the country's interests above individual interests and do more to address the concerns of civil servants and organized forces. Majub Bieltrup, the governor of Jonglei State, urged people to use Christmas to forgive each other, unite and live in peace despite the economic hardships.
Our country cannot progress unless we are living in peace. It is the church that teach us about peace and love. Let love ourselves, love our neighbors, and the other people who are living with us in the country. Tell your children not to fight among themselves. Tell them not to go to Murle areas and Mundari. Promote peace, and we, the government, will stand with you and support you.
In South Sudan, as elsewhere, the Christmas season serves as a time of reflection, prayer, and togetherness. While the country faces many challenges, the hope and faith of the people shine through. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding, reporting from Bor.